Welcome to My Medieval Mayhem, the podcast where we discuss medieval literature, history, and medievalism. I'm Marcel Losada, resident medieval scholar and educator, and with me is Jan Michael Losada, resident medieval story lover and wanderer.
Oh, yes, a man who sees many sunsets from all across this world. And I'm excited to dive into whatever Marcel has cooked up for us tonight. I often recount these stories to my friends in glee and excitement, mostly about how they rarely make sense, but we'll see how today's tome does.
How dare you? These make sense sometimes. All right.
Parts of them do, you know.
So, Jan, today, on that theme, I'd like to know what you know about Middle English Breton lays.
Oh, you know, I've had a few lays in the Breton region in my days. And listen, a gentleman doesn't ask and a lady never tells. So that's all I know about Breton lays. Not a goddamn thing. I've never heard of them in my life. And yeah.
So there's three things I thought you might have said. You got one of them.
Okay. Okay.
So I thought you might say that they refer to potato chips.
Okay.
That was the sure, G-rated sure. one.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And I didn't go for the low-hanging fruit. No, sir.
No, sir. Yeah. A new flavor of potato chips. That's Middle English Breton lays.
Yeah, extra vinegar and extra sea salt.
And they're 500 years old. Actually, far older. Let's go. How about, oh my God, it'd be like almost 690 years, 680 years old. Anyway.
And still not stale because of all the preservatives.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's the bog. I thought you might say naps.
Laying down. Sure.
That one was the oddball. And then sure. Getting lucky in the Middle Ages was number three. So
sure. Yep. And that's what I went with.
That is.
Oh yeah.
You could change it to getting lucky in your Middle Ages. Instead, I'll let you know that the editors of this story have a good definition for us that won't ruin any part of the story. How does that sound?
Hit me.
So the editors are Anne Lascaia and Eve Salisbury. That's a okay. Very, or Lascaia. I don't know how to pronounce it. And they write, what is a Breton lay and why is its designation in Middle English important? Without the identification of Middle English, the Breton lay may refer to any of the poems produced between approximately 1150 and 1450. Which is 300 years.
So yeah, that's a big window.
That's yeah, like, it turns out.
That's yeah, nuts. That's a lot of generations packed in there. But
yeah, which claim to be the literary versions of lays sung by ancient Bretons to the accompaniment of the harp. So there's songs that are sung to you as supposed to be sung with a harp playing.
Okay. Okay. I can get into this. Like, there's like fish concerts that kind of fuck in this realm. Spoken word poetry with a little bit of a harp back there. Down.
Yeah, that's the fun part a little bit is we're not quite sure how these things went down. Like, were these song lyrics? Like, was there a known song and then it was sung a certain way? You know, sure. Or is it that they would like, kind of like, what do they call that kind of spoken word, right?
Yeah, exactly.
With just spoken musical word poem. Accompaniment.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been that. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Like a slam poetry session with the harpist.
Yeah. And the harpist just goes off when he wants to, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's
which,
grooving.
And
he's
that's
like,
That's pretty cool. That's probably happening in LA tonight. You know, like that's probably happening somewhere in America.
I am going to be sharing the story of Sir Orfeo.
Orfeo, not Orpheus.
Orfeo is what it's called.
Okay. I'm familiar with our friend Orpheus, but not Orfeo.
Okay, well.
I'm assuming they're related.
All right. So tell me about Orpheus.
Okay. I mostly know this from the Sandman comic, almost
Brilliant.
entirely. I know Orpheus's story from Sandman.
Okay.
He goes to hell for some reason,
Yeah. All right.
and when he's leaving hell, he's told not to look behind him.
Okay.
And he does last minute, and the Furies, I believe, rip off his head.
Okay.
And then in the, and I don't know where canon starts and ends and the Sandman begins and ends, but his head is then on a remote Greek island where Morpheus, the Dream King, visits him and gets, I believe, advice or quest. I don't exact, I got to revisit the series, but yeah.
All right. Well, maybe related, may not. That might be a tangent that we leave in or, I decide to
Okay.
nix out and we'll see.
We'll see how entertaining that explanation was.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that, I think it is, well, let me see. The book that this is brought forth from is The Middle English Breton Lays, and the text is published in 1995 from the lovely editors that I told you above. You can find it for free on Teams. Go
So
Teams.
just to really hammer this down. So like if I was in the Middle Ages and it was more like now, a friend would hit me up and go, "Oh shit, a fucking Jambles McJanerson is doing some lays down at the tavern tonight.
Oh, damn,
You
bro.
gotta
Yeah.
come." And I would know, hearing lays, "Oh shit, we're about to hear some sick harp."
Yeah.
Okay, so it was just a common. It was like a. Yeah, a type of entertainment.
I think you're going to find a lot more proof of that than you'll expect very soon.
Okay, great,
Yeah.
great, great.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so full disclosure on this one. I'm gonna put this in the chat. Okay. I want you to appreciate a little bit of and again, I don't know if I'm gonna leave this part in. I'm usually good about
Sure.
editing the beginning. So
Okay. Because, yeah, me looking at a thing might not make good radio, but we will see.
well, I want you to see the text. Okay.
Okay.
Can you see that in the chat?
I can.
And it's actually kind of entertaining when we're talking about a picture. I went back through the footage. It's not unlistenable to.
Okay, great,
Yeah,
great, great.
it actually translates a little more than you would think. It's
Huh.
weird because you do a good job of describing what you're looking at too.
I do a lot of prompting. That AI game.
So, that's anyway, let's see here. So the reason that I'm sending you this is so you can also appreciate the flow of the text
Okay,
and to see that I'm
sure.
not some poser, like I can read this shit. Okay.
Sure, yeah, 'cause just so you know, if the to our listening audience, I'm catching every three words at best. It reads like a 3-year-old has
Yeah,
written
it
a
really
note.
does.
It
Yeah.
really does. So many of these are just letters kind of slapped together in a way that I just isn't clicking. And then there's a ton of ands and of old. Okay, I'm starting to pick up what's being laid down, but
Yeah. So let's go through this. And I want you to capture some of the sing-songiness of this. And I'm going
of
to kind
course,
of go for it a little more
sure.
spoken wordy, I think.
Sure.
But just it's got this fresh flow to it. I think we're going to have to stop and like go more line by line. But anyway, it is kind of fun. So here we go. We readeth often findeth thee writ, and this clucks well at wit. Lays that bin in harping, bin he found a furly thing. Some beeth of war, and some of woe, and some of joy and mirth also, and some of treachery and of guile, of old adventures that fell awhile, and some of boards and ribbagery,
nice.
And many they beeth a fairy. Of all the things that men seeth, most of love forsooth they beeth. In Brittany these lays were wrought, first he found and forth he brought, of adventures that fell by days, whereof Britons marked her lays, when kings might overhear of any marvels that there were, they token and harp and glee and game and make delay and gave it a name.
Yeah, I mean, shit, that's pretty cool.
Isn't that kind of hard, dude?
I could get down with that. I might open up a Spotify tab and just find some sick harp just so I can really get in the mood. No, that's cool. There's absolutely a flow to it, right? There
Dude.
Is a, I could see how this could just be a song. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is not, you know, it's got, it doesn't make sense. Kind, you know, like it's got a, it's a full, it's a language for God's sake. So of course it does, you know?
Sure.
It just isn't, you know, the part that it's, it hits the uncanny valley of language for us.
Sure.
Where
sure.
It is both familiar and strange. The Unheimlich, like literally going to literary criticism, right? Like I forget if it was Freud or Lacan or somebody had this idea of the Heimlich and the Unheimlich, the canny and the uncanny, you know, the doppelganger, and how it
okay,
could be a portent of doom, you know,
sure, like, sure,
because you get this sensation that it's the same but it's different, and the movie Us is a good representation of
sure,
it.
yeah, and you know, there's so many villains you could sort of point to, that Robert Kirkman with The Walking Dead puts forth, that zombies are one of the perfect villains because it's us, but also dead. So right. It's that you're seeing that duality sort of come out at you. But back to the text here.
Yeah.
So it's a good
let's
day.
Let's break it down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Please.
Let's break it down. Man. But I, you know, I'm glad we got to do a little piece of it, and we'll do a couple more as it goes down,
because
it's just a vibe, bro. You know, like, it is such a vibe.
I'm vibing.
So we read it oft and find it writ, and this clerk's well at wit. So we read often and find it written, and scholars know it well. Lays that bin in harping.
Okay.
So this
and
tells you
like,
again, like,
yeah.
You know, it's combining lays and harp together.
Sure.
And Binny found a furly things of marvelous. Furly means like marvelous in this case. Some beeth of war, some of woe. So some are of war, some are of grief, and some of joy and mirth also. So think of mirth, right? So like, again, some are sad and horrible. Some are fun and joyful. Some are of treachery and of guile, so deception and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Of old adventures that fell a while. So, you know, from old times, you know, that happened long ago, fell a while ago. And some of boards and ribbagery. Like bourgeois, like jokes and ribbagery. So like, you know, probably in this case, more sexual comedy, that kind of stuff, you know?
Okay. So a little risque. Sure.
Yeah. And then here's a good one for you, Jan. And many there beeth of fairy.
I love it. So we're bringing in the Feywilds.
And literally the word fairy here and elsewhere in the poem means land of the fays or the fays themselves.
Yeah. Sick.
And Jan, where does the word fay come from? And it's okay if you don't know. You do not lose any points with me, my friend.
Gygax?
I wish, man. It
yeah.
It's old French.
Okay.
He stole it.
The hell you say.
So it's old French, and it's fey. It's F-E with an acute accent and then E, derived from the Latin fata, the fates. Hey.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Once again, they appear in the Sandman. A lot of Sandman references in this one.
Yeah, so we'll see. Because, of course, what's his name from the Sandman? Neil Gaiman. Is a huge mythology fan. Huge.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He's spoken. Yeah. For further, they give us, these are the editors telling us, for further information on Celtic folktale backgrounds, see the fairy faith in Celtic countries. And then they also add, let me find it here. Hold on, there's a bunch here. Oh, is that where it ends though? I swear I found something here. Phase themselves, the world. No, I think that's it. All right, we can okay. move. Let's see. Where'd the phase go? Oh, fairies. Of all things that men seeth, most of love forsooth they beeth. So of all the things that these lays are about, the number one thing that they're about is love.
Sure. Okay. Yep. That sounds very fairy-like. Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, well, they're saying like some of these stories are about fairies.
I understand. But all stories. Things, okay. Yeah,
the things that men are, it says that men seeth, so that relate to might be better,
sure.
is the stories of love. So the stories of love are the good ones, I guess.
Sure.
Or the,
sure.
the preferred ones or something like that, right?
I mean, that's true to this day. Taylor Swift yeah, okay. lives very comfortably off of this credo here. So, yeah.
In Brittany, these lays were wrought, or this lays was wrought. Yeah, it says these, so I'm going to go with that. These lays were wrought. That means wrought is created, right? Like
Sure. So these songs were made in Brittany.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Brittany is a real place. It's in France.
Oh, okay. Here I was thinking like a dum-dum. It was over in Great Britain.
Right. You would think so. But guess which people settled there?
The British?
It's on the west coast of France. And it's like a peninsula that jumps out. That's not too far from Wales and Cardiff and all that. You know,
sure. Around the corner, just over the pond. Total. Yeah.
If you drew a triangle between London, Brittany, and Paris, it would be a little longer towards, pointed towards parts of, Brittany, but not far, not by much. Rennes is their big capital. Still around. You can go there.
Okay.
So
cool.
Next time you're in
cool.
France, Jan.
Sure.
I don't know. It's probably like, looks like from Paris to Le Mans, and then Le Mans to Rennes is about the same. So,
okay. Well, if I got a few days next time I'm in France, I'm jumping on a train.
There you go. So let's see. Of adventures. These stories were first brought up in Brittany. Of adventures that fell by days, where of Britons makes her lays, or in this case, created, right? So adventures that fell by days is like things that happened in the old time.
Okay.
Britons make her lays, or created their lays, okay. These songs. When kings might overhear, right?
Okay. So kings listen to this, sure.
Yeah, of any marvels that there were. So kings are listening for any cool things that are happening. Remember, the word marvels comes up. They took in an harp in glee and game, and make delay and gave it a name. So they, because of these things that they saw from kings, they took harps into their hands and made songs.
Sure. Okay, great.
And they give them names.
Sure.
I guess. Now of this adventure that were he fallen, he can tell some Achnat Allen. Acht hearken a lodging that been true, each shall you tell of Sir Orphew. So here, now of this adventure that's happening, I can tell you some, but not all.
Okay. Oh, good. He's keeping a few secrets from us. Oh.
Ach hearkenth. But listen, lordings that have been true. So you guys, loyal ones here, right?
Okay.
Ichil here is I will tell you of Sir Orpheus. Orpheo.
Okay. Orpheo. Yeah.
Orpheo. Okay. Orpheo, most of anything, loved the glee of harping.
Oh, who doesn't? I come by a harp, and this happens to me. I mean, any day that ends in a Y. I come by a harp, and I got to give it that 5 minutes, right? I was in the 7-Eleven earlier. A harpist started going off, and I was like, this Slurpee can wait.
All right. So Sucker was every good harper of him to have much honor. Here, surely was every good harp of him to kind of like respect, right?
Sure.
So he had the
sure.
honor of all the harpers. There you go.
Cool.
So a really weird way of saying it, but that's what essentially it means. Himself, he learned for to harp and laid there on his wits sharp. He learned so to there nothing was a better harper in no plus. Or here, it might be better if you read it. He learned so there nothing wastes a better harper in no place.
Okay, sure. Now, here's a thought I've never had. How popular were harps back then? I would figure a harp, like, for whatever reason, and yes, I'm tainted by Dungeons and Dragons and all modern media, I would assume a lute is a little easier to make, right? I would assume a simple flute we've been fucking with for thousands of years. A harp's a real complicated. I did a shoot a few years ago, and there was a full-size grand, like, you know, harp in the room, and I was taken aback because it is such a big, like, complicated instrument that it felt very rare to me. But it seems like at this point in the medieval times in this area, fuck it, you could throw a rock and hit 12 harps.
Yeah, I think there's two things at play here. One is the definition of the harp. Like, are we talking, you know?
Okay, I gotcha.
Are
okay.
we splitting hairs? Are some harps just really basic? There's
sure. Some
medieval,
of them are just your hair over a piece of wood and you're blowing into it. Great. Yep. Okay.
Right.
Sure.
I think, check the chat right now. Here's a medieval drawing of
somebody
that's with a harp.
That still looks a lot like a harp that I would imagine. It looks like a harp.
Let me
it's
give you
just
another
a
one,
mini
though.
harp.
That's an actual historical harp. And then let me give you one more where you might say, okay, you know, it can be a lot of things.
Sure, but it's still, all these images have the same thing in common, that it is a... it seems to be made of wood. There's a like curved bottom and then a kind of flat top, and there's strings running from the top to the bottom in a different order to generate, no doubt, different sounds. It's still one of those that just looks more complicated than slide. I guess a guitar is pretty complicated. Yeah.
They're not unsophisticated in their production methods, but everything is still hand tooled.
Sure.
Wow.
So, not only did you have to be a musician, but you probably also had to get a pretty good idea of how to fabricate these things. That would be like a modern day guitarist going like, hold on a minute, I need to make a new instrument. Let me go grab an axe and go cut down a tree and just start shaving wood down until I have something to play.
Yeah. So and again, he taught himself how to play, right?
Wow.
And he learned on his own sharp wits, it says. He learned
okay.
so that there was not a better harper in any other place.
Great. Our first on the medieval bingo card. He is literally the best ever at a thing. Good. Yeah.
All right. And so I'm going to read this next couplets. There's three of them here, but it's pretty fun. So in all the world was no man bora that one's Orpheo sat before, and he might of his harping hear, but he should think that he were in one of the joys of paradise, such melody in his harping ice, or is, right? Or paradise, and then is. So in all the world, there was no man born that could play, you know, that Orpheo had sat before, that heard his harping there, and should think he was in the joys of paradise.
Right.
Such was the melody of his harping.
So he's playing so good. He's matching Cupid. He's matching the angels. Sick. Love it.
So, what do you think Orfeo does for a living?
Based upon that question, not harping, he
Well, you could say harpist. That I'm not. I might not be setting you up.
yeah, I know you a little too well for all that. He's a fisherman.
Oh, that's a good guess. Yeah, Percival has changed you.
Yes, and just the idea that they fuck with strings,
Yeah.
right? Maybe he like
Oh,
built it
okay.
out of fishing string.
Orfeo was a king.
Good. Okay, sure. Yep. I don't know about you, but I would probably start the introduction with,
No,
because
man.
it's not, oh, he's a super dope harpist. Also, he's kind of a king. No.
That's just
You
wild.
start with the king,
No,
and
man.
he's the king that harps. Fuck.
Orfeo was a king. In England, a high lording. A stalwart man and hardy both. Large and courteous he was also. His father was coming of King Pluto, and his mother of King Juno.
What's Juno outside of the very charming movie about teen pregnancy?
Juno was a goddess that was the wife of Jupiter, not a king, as the author of the poem suggests. These references to the classical Roman deities do not establish a reliable lineage, but do suggest a kind of lineage the author ascribes to Orfeo, placing the story firmly in pre-Christian context. So it's
Okay,
just saying,
so.
like, this happened before.
Okay, sure. So it's of antiquity, and this guy, for lack of a better term, is a demigod?
Juno also has a name, Hera.
Oh,
So I
sure.
know that one.
We all know Hera.
Yeah, it's just a Roman name versus a Greek name.
Sure.
So,
Yeah, of course, of
and
course,
of
of
course, you
course.
know, Hera was not married to Pluto, but as they say, the wife of Jupiter, Jupiter is Zeus.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. His father was coming to Queen Pluto, his mother, King Juno. That sometime were as gods, behold, so that were once considered to be gods, right? Because they're in now, you know.
Sure, the big gods, now
Yeah,
Jesus.
I guess, yeah.
We got rid of the planets as gods. Could you imagine?
For adventures that they did and told, this king sojourned in Thracians, which I have a note here.
Yeah, what's
Let's see.
Tracians?
Hold on. Winchester, the old capital, becomes Thrace. So okay. It says because the poet has set the poem in England, classical and medieval places are conflated. Hence, Winchester, the old capital, becomes Thrace, which is where you get the Thracians.
Okay, and Tracian. Okay. So basically, they took a real place, Winchester, which I'm really trying to not associate it with the rifle. And they just changed it to a different name that might have been popular back then for people to be able to connect
It's an
that.
area in Southeast Europe that sits between modern day Bulgaria, Greece, and Turkey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still a place, Thracia, but it's I think more a geographical and historical region in Southeast Europe. So, you
Okay.
know, there's countries there that, you know, like Thracia is within Bulgaria. Greece has Western Thracia and Turkey has Eastern Thracia.
Okay. So it's just one of those land masses that was like lost to time, just
It's like
borders changed
Transylvania.
around
Yeah.
them. Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
You know, or yeah, exactly that, you know. I don't know if Albania is still a country, but something like that.
Has to be.
I don't think it is, or if it is, it was recently. It was about Albania a country? Question mark. Albania is a developing country.
Hey, they're coming up. They're coming up.
Yeah, okay. So they're still around. Sup, Albany? All right. Let's go back to this one. Sometimes the king sojourned in Thracia, that was a city of noble defense, right? So fortifications.
So it sure it's fortified.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Winchester was kept, though Thracians without know. So Winchester was called back then Thracia, without in doubt, without in denial. Yeah.
Okay, so he's lying, but
Yeah.
that's fine. That's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah, and they're making it so that also tells you that, you know, they're what do you call it? Appropriating the story.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
There, it's the beginning of whitewashing a story, you know.
Taking another
Yeah.
culture and just kind of setting it in the middle of, yeah,
I'm
what
not, yeah. I'm not saying Walt Disney was a fan of the medieval stories, but he would have blended right in.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. Okay. So he's the king of these people inside of Winchester. Okay, great,
Yeah, but
great.
it's not Winchester.
Yes, I understand it is a different place that has been just borrowed for lack of
Right.
a correct
But it
term.
is Winchester now.
Good,
Because
great.
even Istanbul was once Constantinople.
Ah, too true. Let's get that Animaniacs song going.
Yeah. So the king had a queen of Pris. That
Okay,
was
that's pretty
yclept
typical for kings.
dame.
Just
That
saying.
was yclept dame Herodis, the fairest levity for the nuns that might go on body and bones, full of love and goodness. Ach, no man may tell her fairness. So the king had a queen that was of quite excellence, is what it translated. But
Sure,
I think
and
it's
then
like
go.
closer to a prize. And her name's
Sure,
she's yclept
trophy wife. Sure.
the dame Herodis. Or Herodotus, probably. Let's go with Herodotus.
Yeah, it sounds better. Yeah.
The fairest levity, so lady, for the nuns, or indeed. So that's like an expression, you know.
Okay.
Like, so say we all. I don't know. That might gone on body and bones. So she's the fairest lady that might have had body and bones to walk about in body and
I'm
bones.
gonna go ahead and tell you,
That's.
just I'm no biologist or nothing. I don't
Holy
got a
shit.
degree in medicine, but I'm pretty sure most ladies have bodies and bones. Especially the body one. I think I could say all ladies have a body.
And just to say she's the best one to have gone on body. What a way to describe things,
Yeah,
you
no
know?
shit,
Yeah.
right? What defines
Jesus.
best in
Yeah.
this situation?
Full of love and goodness. Ach, no man may tell her fairness. So full of love and goodness, and no man could ever tell of her fairness. She was the best, you know. No man could compare her fairness. No man could speak above her. Something like that.
Okay, sure.
Befell so in the comings of May, when merry and hot is the day. And away beeth winter showers here, sorry, and every field is full of.
Flowers.
And
Yep.
blossom bream on every bough, over all wexeth mira naught. This each queen, Dame Herodias, took to maidens of Pris, and went into an undertide to play by an orchid side, to see the flowers spread in spring, and to hear the fowls sing. They said, let's start there.
So she went
Yeah,
out
what do you got?
on
Yeah.
like she went out on a an outing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's roughly the what that was saying.
Yeah,
Yeah.
more. She goes out in May. Merry and hot is the day. On away, away are the winter showers. Every field is full of flowers. Blossom,
Sure. Yeah. So
blossoms are on
it's
every branch.
the
Over,
weather's
yep.
finally nice and she's going on a little vacay.
She took two maidens of Pris, you know, so two refined women, and went in the late morning. That's the undertide, in this case, to play by an orchid side. So they went, you know, kind of before noon,
Okay,
10 a.m., let's say, to play
sure.
by the orchards, to see the flowers spread in spring, and to hear the fowls sing, the birds, right? Sure. They set them down, all three, under a fair imp tree. In this case, it says grafted tree.
Okay, I was going to say an imp tree. There are a bunch of cool-ass little devil guys hanging out in there. Fuck yeah.
And well, soon this fair queen fell on sleep upon the green.
Oh, must be nice. She's just napping out there. She's, yeah. Oh, perfect little picnic day.
The maidens durst her not wake, but let her lie and rest take. So she sleep till afternoon, that undertide all was eat. Dooned, in this case, done, right?
Okay,
Until
so
midday was done.
So she went to sleep. The homegirl she brought don't want to wake her up. Mm-hmm. You got to get your beauty rest. I get it. And then the day, the sun started going down.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ak, which of course means but at this point, I'm just going to break that one. As soon as she gan wake, she cried, and loathly bear again make. So made a loathly sound, bad sounds.
What a drama queen. You were the one that slept the day away. You can't be mad because you fell asleep. Like, that's not a thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're not going to like this one, maybe. She frotted her handa and her feet. So she rubbed her hands and her feet and scratched her visage. It bled wet, her rich robe high all to red.
Hold up. So hold up.
Yeah.
So you know what? Just finish this a little bit. Go for it.
And was ravied out of her wit. I'll stop there. So what did you catch?
So she starts like throwing a temper tantrum and then starts scratching herself to the point that she bleeds.
Yep, you got it.
Oh boy.
And then she tore her rich robe all to pieces.
Cool. Listen.
And was driven out of her mind.
There's a lot of ways of getting therapy, and I am not saying you need therapy. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you should consider it.
Jan, people walk their own paths.
This is not a path I would walk. I
no,
would not recommend
terrible.
This to anyone.
Right.
Okay, so the little drama queen is so mad that she slept the day away. She is self-harming. Cool. All right, go on.
The two maidens her beside, no durst with her no longer abide, but arned to the palace full right, and told both squire and knight that her queen awaited a wold, and bade him go and her at hold, knights earn and levies also, damsels 60 and more. So the two maidens sat beside her. They couldn't
on
sit
what
by
an
her.
Awkward trip that has to be.
Yep.
Your homegirl, who has more authority than you in this barbaric culture, and she starts flipping out. That is so awkward. You gotta be looking at like, how long would it take to walk back at this point, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
just oh man
And so they run to the palace. Full
okay,
right. So
so
they
great.
They just
Yep,
go
there.
And they
Yep.
tell both squire and knight
Sure.
That their queen, let's see, was going mad. It's Awede Wold is what it is. Could be a woke wold or, a was wold, and bade him go and her at hold. So, that they should go and hold her down, right? So she doesn't hurt herself. So knights number and levies also. So here means ladies, right?
Okay.
Damsels numbering 60 and more.
Right. So
in the orchard to the queen went.
So a whole like a battalion of knights and 60 gals who are just, I imagine, there to like cheer her up. I don't. Yeah. They all went to go find her in the orchard or wherever she went. Also, the fact that she didn't have security with her. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't let the other kingdoms know, that they're taking such leisurely risks with their security, but hey.
So in the orchard to the queen they come, and her up in her arms numb, and brought her to the bed at last, and her held her there fine fast. Ach, ever she held in a cry, and would up and away, or in this case, away. So in the orchard, you know, they came to her pretty quick, and they took her into the arms at last, brought her home to the bed, held her there securely. And she, you know, but she persisted in one cry and would wish to go away.
So she's pulling like a full exorcist. Like they got her down on a bed and she's just flipping out.
Yeah.
Wow. If her head starts turning 360 and she starts puking green like slime, we're off to a story I love.
Cool. When Orfeo heard that tiding, never him nos worse for nothing. He came with knights tenna to chamber right before the quina, and beheld and said with great pity, "Oh, love life, what is tea? That ever yeast has been so still, and now greetest wonder shill." So
Orfeo, the king hears about it.
Yep.
He shows up, sees her, and then says something I didn't quite catch.
Yeah, he comes with 10 knights
sure.
to the chamber right before the queen, and behold,
that's what she needs. She needs an audience of aggressive men.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Love leaf. Oh dear life, right? What is with you, right? Or what is te?
Sure.
What is with you? That ever you has been so still, who you has been so calm, but cries so strangely shrilly, right? Shill.
Sure.
So why you who have always been so calm are now screaming so much?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to the
Which
next
is a
part.
fair question.
It is a fair question. So he says then, thy body that was so white ichore with thy nails is also totore. Alas, they wrote, that was so red is all wan as thou that were dead. And also thine fingers small beeth all bloody and all pale or pale. So thy body that was so white, and here ichor means exquisitely.
Okay, cool.
With thine nails is all torn to pieces, totora. Yeah.
Okay, so she went Wolverine on herself.
Yeah.
Oof. All right.
I last thy rud, or in this case, it's written like rude or road, but it's probably rud, like your face, that was so red is all wan pale as though they were, as though you were dead.
Okay.
And also your fine fingers small, weird.
Yeah, sure.
Beeth all bloody and pale.
Sure.
Slender here is what that
yeah,
one means.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, alas, see, thy lovesome e'en to looketh, so man doeth on his foe. A dame, itch beseech mercy, let bin all this rueful cry, and tell me what they thee is and how, and what thing may thee help now. So let's go through that. So he says,
so he's like pleading with her to explain what is happening to her.
Yeah. There's a thy lovesome iron is translated as this might be like a, you know, calling somebody baby, right?
Okay.
Translated as lovely two eyes.
Hey, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Oh, you love
wow.
Me.
So wow. Yeah. So that paints a picture that two eyes was kind of a thing to boast about back then. Oh fuck, she's got both?
Yeah.
You're telling me she ain't a pirate dog?
So that's a fun one. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wowie. I'm gonna sit with that for a while tonight. That one, that's oof.
Lovely two eyes.
Lovely two eyes. A thing that you just get born with.
Sorry. And I hate to break it back, sadly, but I misread that one because it
Okay.
bleeds into the next line. So,
Okay.
your lovely two eyes looketh so does a man on his foe.
Okay. Okay. That at
That
least
makes a
tracks
lot
a
more sense.
little better
Yeah.
than okay. Yes. Oh, I was about to just the rest of my week was going to be skewed
Yeah.
just thinking about that.
Me
Yeah.
too, because I was like, I've never seen that one either. So that's on me. Let's take a look at the next one. A dame each beseech mercy. So, beseech me, lady, tell me what's up.
Sure.
Let be in all this rueful cry and tell me what thee is and how. So let it be this pitiful cry. So stop this pitiful cry. Tell me what is bothering you and how and what thing may help you now.
Sure, we're like three passages deep on people begging her to just communicate what's wrong. Sure.
Right.
She might be having a manic episode.
She might. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think if they're necessarily ready to deal with that back here, but
Sure, she's got a demon in her. Yep.
So thou lay she st then lay she still at last, and gan to weep swift fast, and said thus the king to, alas me lord Sir Orfeo, see then we first together were, once worth never we near, once wrath never we near, but ever each have he loved thee as my life, and so thou me. Act now we dot Delon at two, do this best for eat my go. Or a toe, maybe go back there. But so this one's a little more chunky.
Yeah, sure. Hit me with it, 'cause
Yeah.
I didn't follow much. Yeah.
Then she lay still at last and began to weep very quickly, swift fast, and said thus to the king, alas, my lord, Sir Orfeo, since we were first together, once wrath, never were we together. So never were we angry with another. Wrath is
Sure.
like wrath. Think of
Sure.
wrath. Yeah.
They had a good thing going. Sure.
But ever it he loved thee, but ever since I love thee, right, as my life, and so has thou me. Act now, but now we must Del and Otto, so separate, we must leave.
Okay.
Do thy best, for I must go.
Wow. So she's just bouncing.
Yeah. And
She
then he
wants out.
says, what do you think he's gonna say?
It probably won't be homegirl. You need your time to yourself. So yeah, I respect your boundaries and you as a person. And yeah, it's probably not going to be that.
Alas, quoth he, forlorn it am. Whither wilt thou go, and to when? Whither thou goest, each ill with thee, and whither ye go, thou shalt with me.
Okay, so if you're gonna go, I'm going with you.
Yeah, so he says, alas, I am utterly forlorn, right? Forlorn each
Sure,
am. So
sure,
each here I am, right? So
sure.
it's more Germanic. Whither wilt thou go, or wilt thou go? Wherever you will go, and to when? Like, where are you going, and to whom? Here, whither thou goest, it shall with thee. I will go with you, and
Yeah.
whither ye go, thou shalt with me. And wherever I go, you're gonna go with me too.
Okay,
So
that's honestly, that's kind of nice.
there's a certain loveliness to it, right?
Sure.
Nay, nay, sir. That now not niece. Each shall that tell all how it is. As each shall lay this undertide and sleep under our orchard side, there come to me two fair knights, well y armed, all to rights, and bade me come and on and hang and speak with their lord the king. So nay, nay, so that cannot be, sir, that not niece. Each shall thee tell all how it is. I will tell how everything is. As I
Okay.
lay under the undertide and slept under our orchard side, they came to me some two fair knights, well armed, all to rights, and bade me to come in their haste and speak with their lord, the king.
Sure, a different king.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was in a dream?
Well, let's find out, Jan. And each answered at words bold, I darest not, no, he hold. They pricked again as they might drive, thou come here, king, also blithe, with 100 knights and more, and damsels and 100 so, all on snow-white steeds, as white as milk were her weeds. Ye no say never yeet before, so fair creatures, ecore. So I answered with my words bold that I dared not go, nor did I want to go, right? So
okay.
She repeats it twice.
Sure.
They pricked again or asked again as they might drive, right? So they spurred back as fast as they might go. So they went back. And then they'll come her king also blithe. So their king came just as quick with 100 knights and more, and damsels 100 also, all on snow-white steeds, as white as milk were their garments. So they all came
okay.
on... and arms, wettest or weeds is like their arms, and no sight never seen before of creatures so exquisite.
Okay, sure. Yep.
Yep.
Once again, that bingo card's out. The best there ever was.
The king had a crown on head, it not of silver, no of gold red. Ach, it was a precious stone, as bright as the sun it shone.
So he's got a real fancy crown.
Yeah, exactly. It's neither silver nor gold, but made of some unknown precious gemstone.
Meteorites.
Exactly. And so we'll
sick.
See. Yeah. And as soon as he to me came, would each know each he me name, and made me with him ride upon a palfrey by his side, and brought me to his palace, well attired in each ways, and showed me castles and tours, rivers, forests, frith with floors, and his rich steeds, each on. And what, say, see, then me brought I am home. But that kind of breaks the line.
Was,
but anyway.
Was one of the flexes, he showed me castles that had floors?
It's pretty bad. So as soon as he came to me, whether I wished it or not, he took me and
made
me ride with him upon a palfrey by his side. So at least
at
she has
least
her own horse.
At least she had the horse that walks, silly.
And you remember.
Yep. Oh, I know my palfreys at this point.
Yeah. And brought me to his palace, well attired in every way, and showed me castles and towers, right? Tours here.
Okay. Okay.
Torres, rivers, forests, flirt with flowers. So,
okay.
You know, woods with flowers. Right.
So it's a dope place. Bunch of dope shit. Yeah.
And his rich steeds, each one of his rich steeds. It's like showing his Ferraris.
Sure. His fucking living horses in captivity. Sick.
And
All right.
Soon he brought me home again.
Okay. Okay. So at least it ends. The kidnapping ends well.
Right. Or at least it has an ending, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. An ending that doesn't involve her in a bag. Yeah, sure.
And yeah, she must be dreaming, right? Because they were around her, the maidens.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Into our own orchard and said to me this afterwards, look, dame, tomorrow that'd be right here under this imp tree, and then shall with us go. And live with us forevermore.
Dang.
Yeah.
So they're coming
Got
in
that
with
one.
Some like, oh man, they're coming in with some curse energy. They're coming in with, oh, they're, yeah, straight out of a necro cookbook. Okay. And that's what got her delirious.
Yeah. And if thou makest is elet, war thou be, thou worst ye felt. And torture thine limes all, and nothing help thee, no shall. And thou best so torn, yet thou worst, thus he is born. If you make any trouble for us, else you let war, whatever thou be, thou worst will get. So whatever you're
sure.
giving us is going to be.
And we're going to bring a big old army. It'll be the worst war you've ever seen. Yeah.
And to torn thine limbs all. So, we're going to tear your limbs to pieces. that nothing help thee, no shall. So nothing's going to help you. And
sure,
thy...
so I'll just tear up my own limbs.
Yeah.
Cool.
And thy thou best so to torn. So even if you are all torn, yet thou worst with us be born. So yet the worst will be carried with us. So we're going to do the worst to you. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big threats coming from Dream Knights. Okay.
Yeah. When King Orfeo heard this case, oh, we, quoth he, alas, alas, lever me were to let me life, that thus to lease the queen me wife. He asked counsel at each man, ek no man help him, no can. Amore, the undertide is come, and Orfeo hath his arms enumb. Well, 1,000 knights with him, each e-arm stout and grim, and with the queen went and he, right unto that imp tree.
Okay, so he, Orfeo fucking devises a plan, man of action, a harpist, and a violent individual. He gets 100 fucking knights, and they're gonna go face off.
Not 100, Jan. 1,000.
Dang! Bro, the supply lines alone would be hundreds of people. Goddamn. So he then gathers them all to go fight a tree.
Well, to gather under the tree, because she's supposed to go back to the tree. And
sure,
that's when
sure. I'm gonna hope that they end up Dark Souls style fighting a big sentient tree. That's my hope.
We'll
That's
see.
My hope.
Weirder is happening.
Yep.
They made Sheltrum in each aside, and said they would there abide, and die there each every one, ere the queen should from him gone. Ach yet, Amid's hem full right, the queen was away a twight, with fairy forth the gnome, when wist never where she was become. So they made shelter in each, on each side. So they made like a rank of armed men, right? They surrounded
okay, her. Sure.
And said they would
probably what they should have tried to have done in the first place, but fine.
Yeah.
They're also trying to fight Dream Knights, and I'm not sure how physical stuff works against Dream Knights. If I know my Freddy Kruegers, you got to get a slightly psychic gal, and you got to get them like real scared before they figure out the solution.
Yeah, 100%. They said they would there abide and die every each one before the queen should be gone from them.
So right. They're like saying they're going to give up their life for the queen. Great.
Uh-huh.
What a knight should do.
Yep. Ach, yet amidst them full right. So amidst them straight away, the queen was away twice. So the queen was snatched.
Wow. Oh, wow. So the Dream Knights are like, wow. Okay. So there's 1,000 knights.
Yep.
All in formation,
yep.
Like swords and spears and all sorts of kooky weapons out.
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, why they even went back to the tree in the first place is a little,
yeah.
Weird
yeah,
to me.
Go to England. What are you doing?
You would figure use one of your fortifications, but whatever. Great. So we're here. And then she just vanishes.
Yep.
Just pulled out of the physical into the ethereal.
With
sick
fairy forth, you know, man.
Ah,
with fairy force. Yeah. In this case, fairy enchantment is what
it's
translated.
It's that shot from The Witch where she's doing peekaboo with the baby.
Yeah.
And then she looks, the baby's gone. And
yeah.
then she looks up and the trees are moving like an impossible distance away. Fuck yeah. Cool. Sick. Yeah, hopefully she becomes a dream warrior.
Let's find out. Though was there crying, weep, and woe, the king into his chamber is go, and off swooned upon the stone, and made such doil and such moan, that nigh his life was he spent, there was none amendment. So, then was there crying, weeping, and woe, right? Like woe always means grief here, you know.
Sure,
you would woe, and that's sad. The king into his chamber is go, just gone, you know. And oft he swooned upon the stone. So he was falling on the stone and made such doil and moan. So, you know, he's complaining that his life was almost ended and there was no remedy for it. No amendment.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. He clept together his barons, earls, lords of renowns. And when they all come and they were, "Lordings," he said, "before you here, each ordinary man, high steward, to wheat my kingdom afterward. In my stead, Ben, he shall, to keep my lands over all." Let's go. Yeah, okay. We can stop there.
So, I'm going to need a little bit of a recap.
He clept together his barons. Clept means called.
Okay.
So he called together his barons, earls, lords of renown. And when they all e coming were, so when they all came, right? Lordings, he said before, addressing them. Before sure. you here, each ordinary min high steward. So I ordain mine high steward to wit me kingdom afterward, to rule my kingdom afterward. In my stead, in my place, will he do that, right? To keep my lands overall.
Okay, so the king is... I think planning on following his queen into the ethereal dream world to try to get her back. But he's a smart dude, a capitalist maybe. He's like, look, you guys make sure my lands are protected while I am gonna go fight Freddy fucking Krueger. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's find out. So but you got the idea, right? He's given all of his power to his highest steward. Right?
Sure.
Good day for that guy.
No shit, right? A Kamala Harris day.
Yeah.
Dude, wait.
Guy picking his nose like.
Yeah, just what?
Yeah.
Mom, I told you this day would happen. Like, oh man.
"For now each have me queenie lore, the fairest levdi that ever was bore. Never eft ye nell no woman see, into wilderness itchlt, and live there evermore with wild beasts and holtis whore. And when he understood that he be spent, make you then a parliament, and choose you a new king, now doth your best with all my things." So okay. It says, "For now my queen I have lost, the fairest lady that was ever born. Never again will I see another woman that looks like her," right? I think it's implied here.
Okay, cool.
"I will go into the wilderness and live there evermore beasts in woods gray. And when you understand that I am dead, spent, then you must make a parliament and choose a new king."
So... the now, queen gets kidnapped by dream knights, and his plan is to go be a hermit until he dies?
I mean, I didn't write it.
Yeah, sure, but that's
yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Remember when Gawain, one of our stories, went into the wild? It was like
yeah,
a wild man
yeah.
for a while.
I think it's true.
One of those things. Yeah.
Oh, I'm about to go to Burning Man. I'm about to do that very thing of just, well, fuck it. I'm just going to go live in the fucking woods. I totally get where it's coming from. It's just generally when I do that, my wife hasn't been kidnapped by dream warriors, you know, like, it seems like a weird reaction to dream nights.
All right, let's go to here. This looks good. "Though was there weeping in the holla and great cry among them all, aneth mine old or young, for weeping speak a word with tongue. They kneeled down all ye fair and prayed him if his will were that he not should from him go. Do way," quoth he, "it shall be so." So then there was great weeping in the hall and great cries from them all. Whether they were hardly young or old. I think it's saying everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Copy.
"For weeping spoke a word with tongue." So they couldn't, barely talk because they were crying so much.
Sure.
They kneeled out all down together and prayed if his will were, so, you know, if they were wanting to pray, that he should not from them go. And then he says back, do away or enough, it shall be so.
Okay.
I'm going to go, you know, I'm leaving.
Sure.
All his kingdom he forsook.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, sure. So he for yep, I don't think that needs explanation, but all of his kingdom he failed. Great. Yep.
Yep, or at least he turned his back on
back
right?
on. Yeah, yep.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, that's a bold move, I think, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But a sclaven on him take.
What's in a sclaven?
So a sclaven here is a pilgrim's mantle. Let me give you an idea of what
a
it might look like.
Pilgrim's mantle? Is it like a shrine?
So it's a, let's see if I can show you one. It would be the red part of this right here. It loosely hangs around the neck. And
So it's like a garment or jewelry or
yeah, exactly. Here's some people wearing some mantles.
Oh,
it sits above
okay.
the hood. It kind of, it's okay. Like a balaclava-ish kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. Almost like a schmog, but it seems like it's a fabric that goes
around the neck.
Around the neck and like the upper shoulders. I think there's something in the Catholic Church,
yep.
Whether it's like nuns or I don't popes. I don't fucking know much about that shit, despite barely going to Catholic school. It's like a fabric that's around the shoulders and up onto the head, leaving the face exposed. A balaclava is a good
it can be,
reference point.
You know, but there's also some that just sit around the shoulders, you know.
Okay. And
yeah.
That feels very Catholic-y.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Yeah.
So he had no kirtle, nor hood, shirt, no knee, nor other good. But his harp he took Algata and did him barefoot out the gata. No man must with him go away. Was there was weep and woe. So
so he was more or less almost naked.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, no tunic, no hood, no shirt,
yeah,
no
he
goods.
He had no shit on him
yeah.
except his fucking harp.
Yeah, did he
that
take shoes?
Guy, no.
Nope, barefoot. Yeah.
Yep, barefoot, which, bro, he should come to the burn. This guy just grabbing his harp, I'm going to go into the fucking woods
totally.
And just let it go, man. You know, just find the rhythm of Mother Earth. You know, that sounds a lot better than being a fucking royal. That sounds a lot better.
When he that had been king with crown went so poverishly out of town, through wood and over heath into the wilderness, he geeth or goeth. This is
okay.
Probably what they meant.
Sure.
Or Heth and Geth. I don't know. But when he had been a king, when he that had been king with crown. So, you know.
Okay.
He that used to be king, the ex-king.
Sure.
Went
sure.
so poverishly out of town, through woods and over heath, into the wilderness he went. Nothing he find that him is ays. But ever he liveth in great malaise. He that had he word the fowl and grease, and on bed the purper beast, now on hard heath he lieth with leaves and grease he him with rieth. Nothing that he finds is ace, which is comfort, right?
Okay,
so he can't
sure,
find anything
sure.
anymore that's comfortable. But
yeah,
ever he
sure.
lives in a great malaise, you know, great pain.
Sure.
He that had worn the fowl and the grease, which here means variegated gray furs. So like all sorts of different gray furs.
And is he like hunting those? Or how
probably
is he
they're
getting?
just, I mean, he's a king, right?
Right, but it just said he walked off almost naked.
Well, yeah, he gave it all up. So this
Yeah.
is how he used to live.
Oh, okay.
saying he that used to have these things
understood is now just in the element.
Right?
Yeah.
And he that used to sit on the bed of purple beasts, which is purple linen.
So okay, his bed sure. Had,
and think about that, because I think when you think of a medieval bed, you probably think it was, you know, uncomfortable. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that they were probably super.
Oh,
sweet.
I mean, you and I have been to museums in Europe, and they look, I mean, aren't mixed fabrics a sin at one point in the Bible? Like, they look sinful.
Not for the medievals, dude. They didn't
sure,
give a fuck
sure.
About
they,
that point,
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So now on hard heath he lies, right? With leaves and grass him arise. So he covers himself. The only blankets he has now are leaves and grass.
I mean, he's doing baby's first Boy Scout experience. Good on him. Good on him.
He that had, he that had had castles and towers, river, forest, firth with flowers, now they aye commence to snow and freeze. This king not made his bed and me. It might be, it's spelled like freeze, but it's probably more frost and moss.
Sure. So he's given up his worldly belongings and his great accomplishments, and he is now just a dude living in the snow, figuring it out. Yeah, sure.
Yep, and he must make his bed in moss.
Yeah.
He that had knights of prize or priests before him kneeled and levied is, now seeth he nothing that him liketh, but wild worms by him striketh.
So he's like being attacked by bugs,
snakes in this case.
Okay, so he's now like dealing with nature.
Exactly. He that he had had plenty of meat and drink of each dainty, now may he all day dig and rote ere he find his fill of rote. In summer he lived by wild fruit and baragon, but good a light Lita, in winter may he nothing finda but root, grass, and the rinda.
Okay, so during the spring he's eating fruits, during the winter he's eating roots. Okay, sure, great. That sounds like he's going full Bear Grylls. He's doing the thing, and good on him. You might actually find happiness, especially after your wife was kidnapped by dream soldiers.
All his body was away, Duina, for missus and all to China. Lord, who may tell the sore that king suffered 10 year and more.
Oh, so he was out there for 10 fucking years?
All his body was away, dwindled.
Sure.
For miseries, misses, and all to China. It was all chapped, right? Like, all
sure.
Chine might be Dwine. Lord, who may tell the sorrow or sores that this king suffered, and he got it 10 years or more. Yeah, so 10 years or
so
more, he was
out there. He's just out there with the most chapped lips on planet fucking Earth. He used to have just such lotioned lips, and now he's a big old fucking sore of an individual. Cool. All right.
His hair of his beard, black and rough, to his girdle steed was grow. His harp, whereon was all his glee, he hid in a hollow tree. And when the weather was clear and bright, he took his harp to him well right, and harped at his own will into all the wood, the sound gone chill.
See, and bro, this is what I'm talking about. This is the key to life. All you need, you just need to be connected to nature. You need your sweet ass harp, and you need your sweet ass harp skills. And bro, you're playing a concert, not to a person, not to people, but to the fucking world, man. Think about that. I like this guy's trip. I find it suspicious that he has kind of abandoned his wife to dream guys, but Fuck, this is a cool life. This is cool.
Can't fight dream guys.
You can with a harp.
I guess. I don't know. So his hair of his so this is what it comes down to. The hair of his beard was black and rough, and to his waist it had grown. His
Okay.
harp, that was all of his pleasure, he hid in a hollow tree, and I think you got this. And when the weather
Yeah.
was clear and bright, he took it out and he would play it on his own desire, and the sound would resound throughout the forest.
Sick. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
The reverb on that was probably awesome.
Let's find out. That all the wild beasts that here beeth for joy abouten them was thy teeth, and all the fowls that there were come and sat on each a brayer, to hear his harping a fine, so much melody was therein therein. And when he was harping, leet wood no best him abide nold. So that all the beasts, so all the
So
animals,
yeah, he's
yeah,
having a
huh?
Disney
Yeah.
princess. He's doing a Disney princess thing. He's fucking laying down some harp riffs, and all the animals are showing up, and they're his audience.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. I wanna befriend a boar. All right. I wanna like enchant a boar with a fucking harp song. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So and it also says when he stops playing, they take off, right? Like
Sure.
they're gone.
I get it. I mean, dude, these days for most concerts, I don't stick around for the encore. I want to beat the traffic going home. That's the thing about getting older. I've heard whatever they're going to play in the encore, I've heard it a few times live. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine.
Love it. Let's see here. He might see him besides, oft in hot undertides, the king of fairy with his rout come to him all about,
Wait.
with dim cry and blowering, and hounds also with him birking. Act no best thy no gnome, no never he nist whether they become, and other while he might him see as a great oss by him tea. Well, attorned 10 hundred knights, each ye armed to his rights, of
Whoa.
countenance stout and fierce, with many displayed banners, and each his sword he draw, he hold, act never he nist whither thy wold.
Okay, I'm gonna need a recap of
Yeah.
that because I caught some of that. Some night. All right, go hit me.
So, what was he doing a line ago?
He
I
was
think it's
hanging out
important
in the
to put that.
woods.
Yeah,
He was
totally.
hanging out in the woods being a fucking like Disney princess
Right.
slash, I want to say there's a Legend of Zelda
Oh, totally.
in one of them. I think Link to the Past, there's a dude just playing to the woods.
There's some Hyrulean energy in this, I
Yeah,
think.
100%. Yeah. So he's being a little scamp out in the woods, just vibing, and then a bunch of sentences with terms I certainly
All
didn't understand got read.
right, so let's look at it. So he would see sometimes next to him. I'm gonna just well, I might still take it by line by line. He might see him beside, so we might see next to him often in hot undertide. So like hot early mornings.
Okay, okay,
Undertides, the
okay.
tide is
Sure.
the noontime-ish
Sure.
roughly. The king of the fairy with his company. So literally the king of fairies, you know, the same
Wow,
guys.
sure.
Totally.
My lord.
Yeah.
Great.
Come to hunt him all about with dim cry and blowing of horns, right? So he's you know, hunting close to him. Yeah. And
Okay.
hounds also with him barking.
Okay.
And but they took no beast nor game, right? Nor
So
did he ever know where they went.
they're hunting, but they don't have any prizes with them. And this is, I'm picturing the most D&D style. I mean, excuse me,
Yeah.
the most World of Warcraft, like a big fairy looking dude on a deer with like a 29 point buck that has one eye in its forehead, and he's like marching through, and he's got dogs and he's got a whole hunting party. Am
Yeah.
I picturing that more or less right?
That's great. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
And otherwhile, he might him see. So at other times, you might see him as a great ost by him tea. So as a great army went by him, well attuned or well armored with 10,000 knights, richly armed by rights of countenance stout and fierce, so stoutly faced and fearsome, with many displayed banners, and each one with the sword drawn and held, and never knew which way they went.
So this is the fairy army?
Yeah.
Wow.
It'd be like a ghost army that sometimes comes by, you know, or something. Yeah. Or ghost train. Or,
that's
but a whole fucking army. Yeah. With the sword drawn and, you know, like.
I guess normally I would think of the army from that 90s cartoon about deforestation, Ferngully.
Oh, Ferngully. Sure.
I would picture more Ferngully soldiers where they're all a bit kooky and have little fairy wings and they're all like riding fucking.
I think you might get that. Well, okay, hold on. Let me give you that one. Can I do that with the next one?
Yeah, course.
And otherwhile, he saw other things, knights and ladies that came dancing in quaint attire, guisely, that means skillfully.
Okay.
Quaint pass and softly, tabours and trumps eat him by, and all manner of minstrelsy. So in quaint attire they came, so elegant attire with graceful
yeah,
steps,
okay. This
drums
is what
and trumpets went,
my
and
cosplay
sorts
girls
of
are
minstrelsy.
showing up. Yep,
Yeah, exactly.
absolutely. Yep. Okay, good. As long as they're a part of the show, we're happy. We got the big brutal knights. We need all the other fairy shit. Yeah.
Let me give you this one. And on a day he saw him beside 60 ladies on horses ride, gentle and jolly as birds on rice, not a man among them there nice, and each a falcon on hand bear, a falcon, right, and riding on hawken by a river.
Okay, woof.
Yeah,
first
let me
of
go to
all,
you again. Yeah, go
first
ahead.
of all,
Well, maybe you got
birds
it.
on rice? What the fuck?
Birds on the lively as so it's describing the ladies as if they're as gentle as birds on a bough or on a rise. Yeah.
Okay, rise. Okay.
Not a single man was with them there.
Yeah.
But each one, and this is where it gets confusing, each one had a falcon on her
Yes,
hand.
Yeah. They're all falconeers, 60 of them, which what a missed opportunity for so much medieval like video games. Just a
Jesus,
falconer class. We're the
yeah,
amount
that's a
of
good one.
times, bro, the amount of
Get your
times.
Pet, level it up, you know, give it
The
to
amount of
training.
times a bow and arrow is like just a standard. Imagine if it's just Falcon Gal. She throws out a falcon, it hits the target, comes back, and then she tosses it again. Where's that? That's rad. I'm a fan of the story. I don't think it's going anywhere, but I'm a fan of this.
Yeah. And they were hawking by the river, right?
Okay, sure.
Of game, they found well good haunt, mallards, heron, and cormorant.
What's a cormorant?
They're all birds. Mallards,
okay,
herons,
great.
and
Yep,
cormorants.
okay.
Yep.
Mallards? They've got fucking ducks with them?
Yeah, well, the birds are catching them. They're hawks. These are all like game birds, but they're all river and lake birds. So they ride the river. So
they're riding the rivers.
Mallards,
okay,
herons,
sure.
And cormorants.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, you know what a mallard is.
Yeah, 100%.
Let me see if I can forward you a quick picture of a cormorant, because You're going to look at this thing, I think. Well, even a Huron, you're familiar with a Huron?
Yes, I am familiar with Huron.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I figure you are. Would you eat a Huron? These are like medieval questions.
In
Like,
a desperate situation, I'd eat just about anything. So,
And maybe that's where this is at. This is a cormorant, John. Are you going to eat
okay, it's
this?
like a blackbird. It looks quite like a watery kind of bird.
Yeah,
Yep.
here's another one that's a different combo.
Sure, they're
I'm not
just,
going to look up which ones are native to Britain. You
yes,
can do that
sure,
on
but
your own time.
they're real birdie looking birds.
You know, like
Yep.
I looked at these and I was like, this is not good food. This is
Yeah.
food food.
Oh no,
This
it's
is, we have to
you're
clear.
making a stew.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
know,
that's
yeah.
100% a stew kind of bird. Yeah.
We talked about the average peasant could afford one peppercorn a day.
Yep.
You know, like you got to make it count. This is why I would save 2 or 3 days for this one. Yeah. Anyway, let's see. The fowls of the water ariseth. The falcons him well deviseth. Each falcon his prey slew. That's seeth Orfeo and Luf, I guess, laughs. You know, yeah.
Okay.
So.
So they're hunting birds. They look over, see Orpheus, and they start, or Orfeo, and they
Orfeo,
start
yeah.
laughing. Okay.
I think he's laughing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think let's see.
So
Let
he's
me.
just enjoying the show.
Yeah, because each falcon slayed its prey, and that seeth Orfeo and laugh. So, and then he's gonna speak right now.
Okay. I
So he's
copy
talking.
you.
So
Yeah,
he's
sure.
laughing after
Yeah.
seeing this, which is a weird thing to laugh at. I'm with you. That's confusing. I don't know.
10 years in the woods will do a lot to your brain, my
I
guy.
don't know.
You're laughing at shit you never thought you'd laugh at.
I was one day at a lake and I saw a hawk kill a bird. So,
Right, right,
you
right. One day, repeat that 10,000 times.
know. Right?
By the
No, yeah.
10,000th time you've seen that,
Maybe,
it's probably kind of funny.
yeah. Ah. Yeah, that's true. Parfait, quoth he. There is fair game. Theater each chill by God's name. Each was he one, such work to see. He arose and thither gone tea. To a lady he was he come, beheld and hath well underknown, and saith by all thing that it is, his own queen, Dame Herodis. So let's walk that back because there's something important here.
Sure, and
Two things important here, I
the
think.
language was a little too flowery for me, but yeah,
Yeah,
go.
so parfait, which we talked about before. Parfait. Did I talk
It's
about that with you? What? So it's
a
a, yeah.
type of yogurt meal.
This might be like the third time that joke was made on this podcast.
Okay, sure.
I keep track of these things, and my soul dies a little. Jan does not,
Because I don't have one.
Parfait here is by my faith. And it's very
Okay.
possible that this might have been in the proto eras of the podcast when I was switching
Sure. Yep.
people every day or every
When
time.
I didn't become a permanent
You
fixture.
were not a permanent fixture, but we are now, and we're chooching along in all cylinders, and I prefer it. Now I can't think of but the McDonald's one.
See, we brought you around. You came
Oh.
back around. You went from your soul being dead to enjoying
I hate me.
it.
Parfait, quoth he. There is fair game. Theater each chill by God's name. So I will go. I'll go by God's name. I was wont of such sport. So he arose and began to go to them, right? And so he began to approach, and to a lady he came up to. So he came up to a lady, beheld and perceived that she was there, and sees by all thing that it is that it was his own queen, Dame Herodias.
Okay. Oh, what?
Yeah.
So, wait. So he's looking out at these fey wild e like vixen types that are using their birds to hunt, and then in there he realizes one of them is his. I mean, they never d officially separated, right? His wife.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Wow.
He sees
Okay.
by all
Wow.
thing that it is, right? That it
Yeah.
was his own queen, Dame Herodotus.
Wow.
Earn he beheld her, and she him eke. Ike neither to other a word no speak. For Messace that she on him sigh, that had been so rich and so high, the tears fell out of her eye. The others, ladies, thus he sigh, or see, and make their own way to ride. She most with him no longer abides.
Okay.
So
Go
he
on.
beheld her, and she beheld him. So
Sure.
the same. Eek is like the same. But neither spoke a word to the other.
And then they started crying. Yeah.
For Messais, so sadness that she saw on him that had been so rich and so high. So he used to be really good.
Sure.
But now he's a harp playing peasant.
Sure.
And tears fell out of her eyes.
Wow. The shame of finding yourself in the woods. Could you imagine it?
Yep. The other ladies there sighed, or saw, and maked her a way to ride. So, caused her to ride away.
Okay.
She must with him not stay, right? No longer abide.
Okay.
Alas, quoth he, now me is woe. Why no death now me slow? Alas, wretch, that e no might die now after this sight. Alas, to long last me life, when e no dare not with me wife. No high to me a word speak, alas, while now men heart break.
Okay, so his heart's broken. Because she just fucking looked at him and went, you filthy fucking peasant. And he's like, womp, womp. Okay.
Parfait, quoth he. Tide what betide. Whither so these levies ride? The selve way each ill stretch. Of life, no death, me no reach, or wretch. His sclaven he did on also spock, and hung his harp upon his back. And had he well good will to gone, he no spared neither stub nor stone. In at roach the levids rideth, and he after and not abideth. So parfait again, come what may,
sure.
Quoth he. So tide what betide, so come what may. That's like whatever happens, happens.
And then he straps his harp to his back and follows after her.
Yeah, wherever these ladies ride, right? The same way I will go.
Right. This is shaping up to be the coolest rock opera I've heard in a long time. Like, he is gearing up with just his one instrument.
Yep.
And we established this in the first paragraph, the instrument of love. He's about to fight the Feywild with love. Fuck yeah. Let's do this.
Of life, no death, me no reach. I like this line, even though it makes no sense in modern English.
Sure.
But it's got the flavor of, nor do I care if death touches me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. His sclaven he did on also spock. So he put on his pilgrim's gown. And hang his harp upon his back. So he put his harp upon his back and
sure.
had well good will to go. So, you know, he's gone. Gone is what it would have been. He no spared neither stub nor stone. So, you know, he went the good ride. He didn't, you know, fear bushes or stones. In at a rock, the ladies ride it, and he after. And not abide it. So they rode into, I think here when it says rock, it means like a mountain.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
When, and here, well, okay. Let's do this one. Yeah.
Is it a multiple choice ending? Like, what is happening?
No. What is happening is We've hit the end of the podcast for now, Jan.
Oh,
It's going to be a two-parter.
dang.
Because
Okay. It's been a
otherwise, this
while.
will
It's
be a
been a while.
3.5 hour episode.
Sure. And
So
sure,
to
sure.
pull back
Oh,
the curtain a
no.
little bit, we got 600 lines and we're at 345.
Okay, great. Still, yeah, I was like, either this is going to be one of those where you hit me with, and then the author died, or it was going to be, and then he got lost in the Fae forever,
Right.
and that's just the end, and I'm just left with it. Cool. No, I'm glad that we
don't
got,
don't take up harping.
Yeah, exactly. Or don't let your wife see, like, dream nights. I don't. But the fact that there is more to it, I love this. He is taking, I mean, in a lot of ways, from my Sandman understanding of Orpheus, he's following his loved one into the Fae, or following them. There's somewhat of a parallel there. That's cool. It's like a medieval style remix of a Greek story. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking cool.
You know, it's a pretty fun one. I'll give you more information, of course, when we finish
of course.
The text,
yeah, you can't.
About the text. I don't want to,
sure.
Yeah,
of course.
You know,
of
spoil
course.
anything. But Jan, this was fun.
Oh, fucking hoot. This one slaps. I'm
okay. I'm glad you like it, man. They're
pretty
awesome.
Listen, and I love all of our podcasts like children, where I will not rank them, but the you know, Percival was hard to follow. The you know, this actually has a much more modern like story. We have a main character that hasn't abruptly changed for no good reason. And there's like a quest going. There's like a clear narrative journey. And
fair.
Fuck am I down for that. Sick. And it deals with, like, because I'm going to make a prediction that it was the Fae King that was the one that visited her and pulled her into the dream or the Fae or that place between the physical world and the beyond. And he is now going to journey into that to bring her back. Whether that happens or not, for all I know, they're going to end up in, you know, they're going to end up building a pyramid and fucking high-fiving God. I don't know, but I've got a semblance of a story going, and it's awesome. I can't wait for the harp solo, because there better be a goddamn harp solo. We have focused more on harps tonight than I have in the past 10 years of my life.
Love it. See, so locking the position right now, and we will be picking this up next time. Let's see, is there anything else you want to say on your way out, Jan? I think I'm just, you know, trying to keep the curtain peeled back a little bit.
Of course, and I appreciate you for that. I'd just say, hey, internet,
peeled for
do good. Do good.
Love that.
Be good.
On that. See you next time.